Hi, what's up, everybody? This is Alex Rogers from Protein Factory, and another podcast here. And I wanted to talk about post-workout supplements and nutrition and even intra-workout. So really just workout products in general. And this is because I just finished up an article about pre-workout supplements, and I entitled it "The Truth About Pre-Workout Supplements and How They Hurt Your Gains." And in that article, I specifically targeted women as well, because I think women in general have a harder time getting in shape, you know, putting on muscle, staying lean, losing body fat. And the truth of the matter is that the so-called pre-workout supplements that are out there, and that's why I call them so-called, because they're not really workout supplements, are actually hurting your gains because of the simple reason that they contain caffeine. Okay? So I made the case in the article that using these products, you know, the pre-workouts with caffeine, is no good. And I started off with saying that caffeine is a drug. Okay, without a doubt, you know, caffeine is a drug, and that there is a marketing trick in the supplement industry, an old marketing trick that the supplement companies use, that they believe that if somebody could feel a product working, and of course you can feel caffeine, if you feel it, you think it's working. You know, if you feel those jitters, it must be working, right? It's marketing 101. My pre-workout makes me stronger. It works. You know, and I went out and I copied and pasted some reviews on bodybuilding.com, and they all have one thing in common. Everybody says it works. I mean, what does that mean? It works. Does that mean it just gets you amped up because of the caffeine? Well, caffeine is caffeine. Of course it works. You know, I can just go out and buy caffeine pills or caffeine powder or any of those, or drink a Monster, and it's going to work. Caffeine's a drug, and yes, it does work. You will get the jitters from it. So one guy's like, love this product, works well in the morning. Another guy, tastes good, works fantastically. You know, so when most people buy pre-workouts, they want something that tastes good, which is I'm going to get into later in this podcast, and they want something that works. Well, they just want something that contains caffeine that's going to get them amped up. And then I went into saying something related to caffeine, which is stress. And I'm sure everybody's heard of this saying, but stress will kill you. You know, without a doubt, stress is bad for your health. If you're stressed out consistently, you're not going to look good. You're not going to have muscle mass. You're going to be overweight. You're going to age. You're going to look bad. You know, you see somebody, hey, man, what are you stressed out? You know, the hand is on their face. They don't look good. They feel nauseous. You're just like, hey, man, what's wrong with you, man? You look all stressed out, right? So I found an article in Women's Health, and you can click on it on the page that I wrote. Stress leads to baldness, neck and back pain, irritable bowel syndrome, tension, lung problems, and skin problems. And I'm sure some of you have experienced this, without a doubt. You know, I know, like, you know, here's a good example of me. I mean, I get a knock on the door from the FDA, right? What happens? I mean, my body right away, you know, you tense up, you get stressed out. You know, the FDA comes knocking on my door. Or anything. You got a lot of examples of being stressed out. You know, divorce, a breakup, a death in the family, even watching sports. You know, a guy goes to kick a field goal, last second field goal, it's stressful, you know. So what happens when you're stressed out is that the body increases a catabolic hormone called cortisol. And really that is what I kind of base this article on, is elevated cortisol levels throughout the day. And why you really don't want to artificially increase your cortisol levels with the use of caffeine, okay? Now, when you work out, cortisol levels increase, and this really isn't a bad thing, believe it or not. There's research out there that I saw that cortisol in people that that are working out, it's elevated, and it does have its benefits. So cortisol isn't really that bad of a guy, but however, artificially inflating your levels of cortisol, I feel, is bad. Naturally, nothing natural really is bad. You know, I don't think there's anything, you know, that the body does naturally that's going to have a negative side effect to it. But artificially increasing your levels of cortisol is not something that you want to do on a consistent basis. Okay? So just some things that are associated, and this is, I have it all documented on the article that I wrote. If you want to see the studies, if you're that type of person that says, oh, this guy's full of garbage and he doesn't know what he's talking about, well, just click on, go to my website and you can see all the, you can see all the research, okay? But cortisol will definitely help you gain body fat, without a doubt, okay? So why do you want to take this pre-workout is beyond me, okay? And I'll read this right from, and you know what I did? I actually took it from Jillian Michaels. I figured more people could relate, you know, maybe more women. You know, more women can relate maybe to Jillian Michaels. And she said right on her website, cortisol tends to take fat from healthier areas like your butt and hips and move it to your abdomen, which has more cortisol receptors. In the process, it turns once healthy peripheral fat into unhealthy visceral fat. Okay, that's the fat in your abdomen that surrounds your organs that increases inflammation and insulin resistance in the body. This belly fat then leads to more cortisol because it has higher concentrations of an enzyme that converts inactive cortisol to active cortisol. The more belly fat you have, the more active cortisol will be converted by these enzymes. Yet another vicious cycle created by visceral fat. Okay? After that, I went on to cortisol in a muffin top. Okay, everybody, all the women know about the muffin top. You know, it's the fat that hangs over your pants. And I took this from Dr. Sarah, if I pronounce her last name wrong, but Sarah Gottried on her website. She said this, fat cells in the belly have four times more cortisol receptors compared to fat cells elsewhere. So you just keep reinforcing the muffin top as your cortisol climbs and stays high. It's not pretty. Okay, so you're taking a pre-workout with caffeine, which without question raises cortisol levels. So if you want to have a six-pack, don't artificially inflate your cortisol levels. Then I went on to cortisol and aging. Okay, cortisol is called the death hormone. Why? Because as you get older, cortisol increases. And this is from Dr. Perricone on his website. And I linked that as well, so you can check that out, okay? And what does he say on his website? Cut out the coffee. He goes, we know that's a painful thought for many of us, but coffee contains a number of organic acids that affect blood sugar and cortisol levels. Okay, so if you want to look older, cortisol can do that for you, and I posted another study, okay? And then I just reaffirmed the fact that caffeine increases the hormone cortisol, and I put a bunch of studies on there. I got 1, 2, 3, 4 studies, okay? Then in the article, I talked about the history of pre-workout supplements, okay? And it all started with, in the mid-90s with a product called Ultimate Orange by Dan Duchesne. And Dan Duchesne was really one of the first supplement gurus, if not the first supplement guru. He really came out with some excellent products, I feel, that he invented, and one was Ultimate Orange. And Ultimate Orange was a pre-workout powder, but it was like a protein powder, okay? It wasn't in a little jar. It was kind of like a protein powder. It was sold in a one-pound unit. Probably could have came in two-pound units. But the thing about this product was it just wasn't some worthless free-form amino acids with caffeine or ephedra. Okay, back then, ephedra was still legal. Okay, what he did was he actually used maltodextrin, hydrolyzed whey protein, and then ephedra, because he knew that a fast digesting carb, which was maltodextrin or dextrose, I think he used a combination of both, and this is all theory, by the way. This is not facts. I'm just theorizing this, but I'm pretty sure this is it, because it totally makes sense. He used maltodextrin and dextrose, which is digested very quickly, which will give you a quick rise in insulin, which is very anabolic, and he combined it with a hydrolyzed protein powder, which is also very anabolic because it's insulinotropic, so that's going to raise your insulin level. So it was like a new You know, back in the 90s, you didn't have Pepto-Pro. You didn't have hydrolyzed 520. You didn't have Salmabolic. Yeah, you had some hydrolyzed protein. Well, actually, take that back, because you had the 520, but I highly doubt he used it. But I'm sure that, you know, he knew that taking fast-digesting products pre-workout will help the body be anabolic and not catabolic, you know, maybe even, you know, anti-catabolic, really. But he knew that give people fast-digesting, high-quality products pre-workout, and that will help them gain muscle, because that's what it really was about, gaining muscle. And we'll put ephedra in there to get people hopped up. Okay, and I don't know the relationship between ephedra and cortisol. I'll have to actually look that up. But it was a great formula. And that was the world's first pre-workout that Dan Duchesne, I believe, invented. And not only that, but he made it orange flavor, right? Because he knew that these aren't supposed to be milkshakes. They're not supposed to be chocolate milkshakes and vanilla milkshakes and fucking Captain Crunch milkshakes like these idiots are doing now, right? He knew that it should be a drink. And what do you flavor with? Okay, let's orange, whatever. I think they had fruit punch too, okay? Orange and fruit punch, and boom, it's a drink. You're getting fast-digesting carbs and hydrolyzed protein. And you can do that today. You can make Ultimate Orange if you wanted to today simply by getting, you know, cheap maltodextrin, which really, I mean, you could, which is fine, but I don't really like recommend it anymore. But you could. Just get some dextrose, get some Hydro 520, and get some Pepto-Pro. Okay? So do that. So that was the first one. Then soon after that, you had, of course, the start of all the pre-workouts that are on the market today, which is Jacked. You know, Jacked came out, and the guy essentially had this ingredient called DMAA. He wanted to sell it, take some powder, throw in some arbitrary ingredients that absolutely do nothing. You know, let's mix in BCAAs, whatever else is to bullshit the label up, and sell people DMAA. And that thing was very powerful stimulant. Some people couldn't handle it well, and of course had some serious side effects. I don't know if there was any deaths ever associated with DMAA. I'm not sure. But anyway, it's gone, okay? It's gone. DMAA, and that was really the start of that little jar with a very powerful stimulant. So, you know, of course the supplement companies, they were making money like crazy with this product. You know, the pre-workouts, oh, a new supplement category, pre-workout supplement. And, you know, companies like GNC and Vitamin Shoppe, which are public companies, and they have to report a profit every quarter to raise their stock price, they need to sell. Okay, so once these pre-workouts with DMAA were essentially annihilated by the government, what's next? Okay, fine, caffeine, no problem. Works almost as good. You know, let's take 200, 300 milligrams of caffeine, shove it in it and call it a pre-workout. Well, the problem is, look at the difference between what Dan Duchesne created and what's a pre-workout now, right? You have essentially a caffeine product, right? It's a caffeine product that's going to raise your cortisol levels that has nothing else in it that's beneficial. Zero. I mean, maybe every once in a while you can find some supplement with, you know, I don't know, maybe beta-alanine, but caffeine is also a vasoconstrictor, so it's not like it's going to give you a pump. It doesn't. If anything, it's just the opposite, okay? So when you take a pre-workout, which I've been pounding the table on, carbs and pre-digested protein, just like Dan Duchesne, same exact thing. How people are still using, you know, these pre-workouts with caffeine is, well, I know why they're doing it, because they're touted, they're marketed by the supplement companies as being beneficial. They're just the opposite. They're not beneficial. And if anybody, you know, you could try to debate it, I guess, but, you know, you can find studies with caffeine saying it increases strength and blah, blah, blah. But that's fine. Maybe it does. Okay, maybe it does for a short while. But it's not going to, you constantly are dosing yourself with elevated levels of cortisol, it's going to have side effects. And that's what I go into next. And I didn't coin this phrase. Somebody else did. I'm going to have to get the name for it, but I love it, okay? It's the cortisol train, right? Are you on the cortisol train? And I put on the blog post a graphic about the cortisol train, Okay, so most people, this is their daily regimen, right? They're on the cortisol train. So what happens? 6 a.m., your body is elevated. Cortisol levels are elevated in the morning, okay? That's a fact. And I found one study that shows there's a phenomenon called elevated cortisol. I have to find it. I'll have to find it. It's on there. But supposedly, when you wake up, cortisol levels are higher. And what's the first thing people do? Drink a cup of coffee. And what does that do? Raise your cortisol levels even more, right? Lunchtime, you're back into that cortisol level, right? Cortisol time. And then what happens right before you work out? You take a pre-workout supplement, elevate those cortisol levels even more. You work out, catabolic activity again, and then you go to bed. And sometimes some people go out and they drink a Monster or they drink a, what's that drink? I have that every once in a while myself. I forget what it's called. It has Red Bull and vodka. I don't know. But anyway, but that's it. Every day you're dosing yourself with cortisol. And it should be just the opposite. So I went into something, I said, get off the cortisol train and get on the testosterone train. And I'll have a graphic on the website about getting on the testosterone train. So, instead of coffee in the morning, drink some water, eat some vegetables, do something that's going to be anti-catabolic, have some protein powder, even fasting, right? You can even fast, all right? And then lunchtime, protein meal, and then your pre-workout time. Of course, something like Tectonic Red. Do something that's anabolic and anti-catabolic, something that's not going to elevate those cortisol levels. Work out, and right before you go to bed, 40 grams of muscle shake or 40 grams of casein, something that's going to be anti-catabolic. Okay, and then I just made a little list how to be anabolic instead of anti-catabolic. And I finished it up with, would you take an anabolic steroid or a catabolic steroid? Because it kind of makes sense, right? I try to put things in perspective. Would you take a catabolic steroid, right? No, you wouldn't. You would never take a catabolic steroid. So why the heck would you take a product that's going to increase cortisol, right? Catabolic steroids, what are they going to do? They're cortisone. Boom. Muscle wasting. Weight gain. Increased body fat. Anabolic steroids. Muscle growth. Less fat. More strength. Why would you take something that's going to increase your levels of cortisol, which is caffeine, which is pre-workout supplements with caffeine? Why would you do that? So if you're taking anabolic steroids, why would you take a pre-workout? You're swimming up river. One step forward, two steps back. You must not artificially inflate your levels of cortisol. So get off the caffeine. Go with something healthy like Tectonic Red, or go with a pre-workout like Dan Duchesne, probably one of the greatest supplement gurus of all time. Go with something like he invented, okay? This is not new stuff. He knew, again, maltodextrin, dextrose, hydrolyzed protein, pre-workout. Right? That's the pre-workout, not this crap that's being sold today. All right, so I want to talk about that. And just a little quick thing about intra-workout. I do have an article on my site about intra-workout, and I did put some studies on there of if you feel like you need something intra-workout, the article's in there, and I made a few suggestions. One is deep sea water. Okay, you could use deep sea water. It does have some benefits intra-workout. Another one is pickle juice, right? I mean, it sounds crazy, but pickle juice, yeah, believe it or not, it's great for intra-workout. You can find it on Amazon. It's on my site, and it's. Yeah, why not? Pickle juice. And another one is Serasport. I used to sell this back in the day. About 10 years ago, I sold it. Serasport, okay? It's a hydrolyzed rice syrup solid. And that really is awesome for pre-workout. I think it's actually better than dextrose. Well, I know it's better than dextrose and maltodextrin. It's a hydrolyzed rice syrup and a great product. And you can combine that with imagine if you combine hydrolyzed rice syrup with Pepto-Pro or Salmabolic. I mean, come on. I mean, totally beats out any of these crappy pre-workouts out there. Oh, and one thing I did forget about these pre-workouts as well is the artificial colors in these pre-workouts. Just be real careful about artificial colors. Where did I put that? Oh, here we go. So I talked about artificial colors in pre-workouts. A lot of them contain it. And you have to be brain dead, okay, to consume artificial colors. And artificial colors, I'm talking about red 40, blue number 1, and yellow number 5. Okay? If you see these on any food product and you're consuming it, you know, just, you know, you might as well just ask, you know, ask God to give you cancer. Okay? Without a doubt. Without a doubt, okay? These products are very, very bad for your health, including cancer causing. And I put a study on the site. I mean, there's these products, these artificial colors are actually banned in Europe. No, you know, Europe's not some super liberal country. I mean, just you know, if you're going to take an artificial ingredient and ban it in another country, what, why is it still, you know, why is it still legal here, which is beyond me, okay? And you can find tons of studies about red 40, yellow 5, and blue number 4, okay? Food dyes linked to allergies, ADHD, and cancer. Group calls on U.S. to outlaw their use. Like in Fruity Pebbles. I don't know if Fruity Pebbles contain, but they got a picture. Okay, the three most widely used dyes, red 40, yellow 5, yellow 6. Okay, red 3. All right, all these things, they're just very bad. And most of these pre-workouts that are flavored with these crazy flavors contain these artificial colors. Okay, and you can go to my site and you can see the studies, or just Google. I mean, it's not hard to do. One is on PubMed that I found. Toxicology of food dyes. Okay, and the conclusion, this review finds that all 9 currently U.S.-approved dyes raise health concerns of varying degrees. Red 3 causes cancer in animals, and there is evidence that several other dyes are also carcinogenic. 3 dyes, red 40, yellow 5, yellow 6, have been found to be contaminated with benzidine and other carcinogens. At least 4 dyes, blue 1, red 40, yellow 5, yellow 6, cause hypersensitivity reactions. Numerous microbiological and rodent studies of yellow 5 were positive for genotoxicity. I mean, Jesus Christ. I mean, you got to be a moron to consume this stuff. And if you don't believe me, go to the hospital and go watch somebody die of cancer. Okay? I've watched now too many people die of cancer. You know, as you get older, more people start kicking over. You know, when you're 20 years old in college, what's everybody doing? Everybody's getting married, and everybody's happy and having babies. And when you're 30s, and you know, everybody starts getting divorced, and right? Everybody starts getting divorced. And then in your 40s, you're like, oh, man, shit, what the fuck's going on? And then you start watching people die of cancer. You know, it's unbelievable. So if you think I'm talking smack right now, you don't want to have cancer. You don't. So cut the pre-workouts with these artificial colors, okay? So that's my little public service announcement message before I end this podcast, okay? All right, so if you have any questions, as always, you could always text me, 732-901-9600. I think I gave a good reason to really change up your pre-workout, you know, with the Dan Duchesne talk and not use caffeine. And I'll be posting some things, and feel free to comment too, because that commenting helps my rankings in Google. So if you see the article, you know, post a comment saying whether you liked it, whether I'm a freaking idiot like most people. Most people get so mad when I tell them to dump their coffee and their pre-workouts. They're like, terrible advice, you know, you suck. What the hell are you talking about? You know what the hell you're talking about. But hey, that's what I do. But anyway. All right, thanks for everybody. For listening, and I'll talk to everybody next time.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.